morning. Today is Wednesday, August the 1st. It's happened. Boo. We're in August already.
Boo. My son,
it should be April.
Reminded me, my oldest son's birthday is coming up this weekend. As usual, I'm behind.
On the 3rd?
Actually, he's on the 5th. This is August 1st.
It's Sunday. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, that's right. Stephens is on Friday, and we're doing things on Saturday.
Thanks for the reminder. I'm always kind of running behind.
Yeah. Virginia's alongside this morning. Why do they say that? Why is the topmost part of something called the apex?
I would not have a good answer for you on that. Did they give you an answer?
Yeah. It's not just a series of questions.
Well, with you, it's
that would be
to
tough.
Say.
That would be tough. It probably wouldn't sell a lot. The priest of ancient Rome wore a cap which fitted close to the head. Atop this cap, they wore a pointed olive wood spike. The spike
Did
was called
people?
An apex.
Was that to, like, protect yourself?
No.
Someone comes after you and you put your head down?
Yeah. Well, hopefully they weren't doing that against the... Yeah, but, you know.
Yay.
It could, yeah. Since the apex was the highest piece of the priest's garb, we call the highest spot of anything the apex.
I would never have known that.
Dun, dun, dun. All right, you learned. And gee, it's only Wednesday.
I'm going to use that in my, you know, in my next...
next public setting?
My word column.
Yeah, okay. Good. Oh, boy. All kinds of fun stuff to talk about. You want to start with your stuff? You want to start with my stuff? Your choice.
Might as well get your stuff out of the way.
Alrighty.
Since you said you were going to get me on something.
Yeah. You guys, mid-December, the Supes voted for the airport enterprise zone to adopt the study.
Yeah, it's an enterprise fund.
Okay,
anyway, but
yeah,
it was not operating as an enterprise fund.
What's the status of that? How's that
progressing
or been implemented?
It's progressing... really well. Has Bill McCown been on your show yet?
Have you brought him?
No, but I actually emailed him. I was trying to find someone to help me today.
So make it next month then.
I probably will. We've got
I got chairs. We got extra mics here. We can do these.
And there's someone else too. Well, we'll get to that one later. Who'd be great if you haven't talked to him yet. But Bill McCown came to us. I look at him as what I'd call a fixer. Or someone who comes in as an interim
agent of change,
and he's not here forever. He's here for a short period of time. He has done so much in such a short period of time to work on turning things around and bringing staff together and get things really operating fairly well. You know, there's always going to be challenges. There's not enough money in the budget to, you know, here we are turning it into a department, which takes a period of time.
And, how long does it take?
Well, we've just in the process of hiring the actual department head. And
The permanent.
Yeah, the permanent. And so once that person comes on board, then it can start moving faster. Pretty much at this point, we've been getting things stabilized. The LA flight is actually doing quite well.
Gangbusters is kind of what Foster was saying, that it's almost at that 80%.
I thought you said Ghostbusters. Yeah, okay.
Gangbuster.
Yeah, man,
do we need to look up that phrase too for you?
Where's coffee?
Yeah.
It's been great. People are finally hearing about it, and a lot of people are using it. And the more that it's used, the more likelihood that we will get additional flights, or we could get better times. And, you know, while people... It's still not exactly the least expensive way to necessarily get somewhere. I would much rather fly than drive 12 hours, quite frankly. And I don't like cars and people.
And avoiding San Francisco.
Yeah. Well, and that's
critical.
That is a huge thing. So, you know, it's not without challenges, but Bill has been doing an excellent job. He's has such a calm demeanor, and he's really worked with the team out there to let them know that they are part of a team, and they're not all, you know, all by themselves. They are working really well together, and I feel really positive about it, but there's still challenges.
There have been a couple of aspects that outside looking in, you know, we've heard about over the last little bit. The parking lot concessions, I don't know what the right terminology is, but capacity on that thing and who operates it and the cost and maintenance and all that. Now, is that part of this new entity that's so that's another.
I feel like, well, like say Bill could tell you more, but he and,
if he was here.
If he was here, sorry. He was
afraid. I heard that.
But basically it is under contract with a certain company, and it, you know, we'd like to do things differently. I have to say, the people who work in the booth there are really nice, though. They're some of the most understanding people I've ever run into. It's like, oh my gosh, I don't know where my tag was. I was here last Thursday. I've been here since then. They're great.
Yeah.
So, but you know, the county could take that back, operate it in house. It could be they have automated ones. There's a way to do it. I mean, it would take some time, a period of time to pay off, I mean, to make enough money to pay off through the investment, but then it's yours. Right now, the company that we contract with, you know, gets more of the dollars, definitely more than the dollars. And I try to park in that lot whenever I fly out of town. You know, I know there's ways to try to go around it, but the way I look at it is,
like park down at the federal building and walk up the hill?
Well, I won't. Yeah,
do people do that?
There are some places people park that are off the parking. I can't tell you exactly where.
Really?
Yeah. But I just think, you know, especially when I'm traveling, like with CSAC, because CSAC does pay for my travel now, which is really nice because it's not a drain on the county. But I just make sure I always park there so that that there's revenue. Except then I realize I'm giving more revenue to the other company.
I
was trying to be altruistic and help the county.
Oh, I see. I'm thinking
how's
more personal convenience. Park where is Andy.
Personal conveniences have an Uber. I mean, by the way, I am amazed at how many cars I'm seeing now with Lyft and Uber stickers in them. I have not taken one yet, but there are a lot here.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music, ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and The Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. Back to Talk Shop this morning with Virginia Bass. Virginia, considering some of the different challenges that are out, particularly with the airport, you got the space where the restaurant. Couldn't you do something just as simple as, okay, here's $250,000. It's set aside. You, Mr. Operator, go out, because you're going to have leasehold improvements anyway, right? You go out, draw up whatever you do, punch your list out, get your builders in place, do all that. And as long as there's nothing goofy, we'll give you the approval and the funds will come over to you. You, private sector, handle it. Could that be done as part of the agreement, whoever ends up with it? You got $250,000 to make the space habitable with approval of, and then whoever you have to have approved.
You know, first of all, I think one of the questions is with how long it has been down and how bad like the grease trap was already. You know, a lot of that $250,000 is going to be eaten up pretty quickly.
Perfect. But if they're the ones doing the call, then at least you got somebody who's got passion to do it, and they're working at private sector pace rather than public sector pace.
It's really, I would hesitate to say what is and isn't allowed when you're talking about business and financing and government.
It wouldn't be that gift of government funds thing that gets thrown up all the time.
But you know, that one of the things we did a couple weeks ago on an agenda is we had a bill brought forward, a request for, I think it's like it's RFP, I believe it was one of those RF going out, but basically so that there will be a consultant available to help, whether it's him or the new person who's coming into the role, to actually do a lot of this part
of the facilitating of it.
Yeah, and okay. Because that's important. And I did want to say too, I've been really excited. I was I was at Ramon's the other day, and I was visiting with Brian, and things are really picking up there, so I'm not sure if it's the LA flight that's been really helpful.
More bodies.
But, and so far, it's not just a one day it happened. It seems to be sticking, so that's good. You know, that's what we want to see, and the more people that are there. But, yeah, the restaurant, we were talking about it. Well, we talk about it a lot. And, you know, some places just have a real simple place you can go get food and leave,
more of like a kiosk setting.
For the old, I hate to say the old days, but I guess it was the old days,
previously
silver lining was a destination place you'd go. I mean, yes, if you had to wait for a flight or flights were delayed, the bar was a destination, I would suspect. I might have been there a couple times waiting for flight.
Well, yeah, but there's no really comfortable hangout place.
No, I mean, in the morning you can hang out.
Great.
Ramon's a little thing, yeah. But and you can take your coffee upstairs. But yeah, and so this, and I could see it becoming more than that. It could be an area where McKinleyville service clubs meet. You know, I mean, there's just a lot of opportunity.
Well, I would suspect just as a restaurant, if it is unique enough or the quality is enough, it becomes a destination unto itself. Parking. Okay, fine. We just kind of talked about that a little bit.
They can validate, I mean, that's
simple, straightforward. Yeah. Getting up there is pretty straightforward. So you already got the elevator, so you don't have to worry about the ADA stuff. Okay. So what the heck?
You'd think it all would happen really quickly. So next month, because I'm back on regular track again.
That's right. Sometime after Labor Day, yeah.
After Labor Day. Wow. We're getting old.
No, the years are just going faster. More to put at the feet of social media.
Yes. Hopefully, I'm not sure. Social media. I have a feeling, you'll probably be hearing from more people than just me, but I will also make sure that Bill gets in comes in and talks. Yeah. Or the new person. I can just say, hey, your first week here, I'd like you to sit down with Brian.
Yeah.
That would be not nice.
Hopefully it's not trial by fire, it's just trial. But time will
not
tell.
Not jury trial.
Yeah. So this time of the year, I mean, it's certainly kind of a moment of respite, of pause. Take typically a couple of weeks off this time of the year.
The meeting stops for a couple of weeks. Only the board meeting stops. Everything else keeps going.
I still use cowboy, and as my reference. Yeah. He out of town. Okay, fine. But there's a cessation of
there's
meeting.
Some of that.
How's that?
Yeah.
Is it a chance to catch your breath, catch up, get normal, stay out of the building? What is there a regular thing that a typical supervisor does during the 2 weeks? Other than like the county fair,
I have to laugh when you say get normal. Most of us, in our profession, many people would say there's no way we can be normal, but normal for us.
I've not been accused of that myself regularly either, but to let things settle down.
I think we all do something a little different. For me, part of it is like spring cleaning. I'll go in my office and just kind of get rid of the stuff that has collected that I probably don't need anymore. I'll scan things to myself, whatever. I'll do a lot of cleaning up. But, for me, I like to go towards the Willow Creek. I'll take just day drives, or I'll be out of town a bit. I have a meeting in Sacramento. Actually, tomorrow I go. And why do I want to go to Sacramento in August? August 2nd,
It better be rhetorical because I can't help you on that
one. August and September. But, we all do something different. I have no idea what others' plans are. Rex is still in the building. I think, you'll still find Rex in there at 5:30 in the morning. And then who knows how late at night or at the fair. So he stays pretty much on his regular routine, I think.
But it does give some flexibility.
Well, it gives out, you know, I actually am working on my emails, and as of yesterday, I got my active emails down to 4, which is like...
What?
I know.
Boy, do I feel bad. I'm like about 5 1/4.
Well, you know, what I found is when I'm flying, Rex and I both went back to Nashville to a National Association of Counties conference. Those plane rides are great to get emails done.
Particularly if you don't want to receive them. It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Humboldt County Supervisor Virginia Bass. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, American Ag, and Lolita Cheese.
Well, you have that memorized.
I hope so. Otherwise, I get lost. You and Rex got a chance to go back to Tennessee, spend a little bit of time out of market. For me, when that kind of thing happens, it's a recharge of battery. Okay.
Wish.
But it's also an idea gathering.
Right.
You know, and even if you're going 20 hours a day, you still come back energized. Not like going to a vacation, but it kind of re-cements you into why you're doing what you're doing. And I think that's
well,
the recharge.
And you also get to hear other people's perspectives. I mean, you know, here we live in our community and even our state. And then when you go to like
Get normal.
Well, you know, it's interesting the different people. I've never seen so much big, brightly colored plaid jackets on gentlemen ever in my life. A lot of hats, a lot of cowboy hats.
Oh, yeah.
But just a whole different group of people. However, a lot of the same problems. I mean, I spent a lot of time in the different opioid-related talks and events and... Event doesn't sound right.
Seminars, workshops, yeah.
Information. And it is one of those things where I was sitting next to this guy from West Virginia, and there was Netflix did a documentary called Heroin, but it was heroin with an E at the end, and so like a female form of hero. And what it did is it chronicled these three women in this town in West Virginia, which has like 10 times the overdose rate of the nation. I mean,
the norm,
it is
yeah.
So bad. And I ended up sitting next to me was a guy from West Virginia who happened to know all these people, and they actually had them come and speak. It was nominated for an Oscar. I don't remember if it got it, but it was really interesting. But it told this one piece of this story of, you know, a female fire chief and a female judge, and then someone like Betty Chin, you know, a missionary kind of person who goes and does certain things. And I was talking to him, and you know, those are the moments where you go, all right. So I know we feel it's worse here, but I'll tell you.
It can always be worse. Yeah.
Well, and the thing is, then other places are starting to see some improvement, you know, but it takes a lot. The gentleman who is now the new president for the National Association of Counties, he's a guy, Gary Moore from Kentucky. They call them judges there instead of supervisors. He's a great guy, but he's one that I've been, you know, seeing for years. He is very much involved in the opioid issue.
Yeah, Kentucky's
issue.
Got
Yeah, so
challenges
you know,
too,
so I think
yeah.
That's going to become a focus, and that's actually probably going to be my focus with CSAC, my year there as president.
Okay. Darn. I thought I had a chance there to slide in.
Well, you still can.
mental health.
Oh, well, that's part.
Gladys Strope, the whole wandering wounded thing. Because I'm hearing discussion in the area now that we're not getting the Trimmigrants. Or if we are, it's not nearly to the same extent.
Well, actually, yeah, because
so there's
no
a separation. Exactly.
Yeah.
Now there's a separation between a clear delineation between the wandering wounded, the working poor, the homeless, and then this seasonal thing that came in that really wasn't part of it at all, but they would kind of hang out in disguise. The mental health. For those that are the bench sitters and the walking, talking to themselves and running across the middle of the street in front of traffic, okay. The bike riders and, you know, all those scenarios, you guys know what I'm saying when I'm saying bike riders. It's not those with the tight shorts.
Are you talking about the mobs?
It's
the G-mob?
Yeah, the ones that sprint out in front of your car as you're driving and cut in front and all that kind of stuff. That these subpopulations now are really standing out. And if there would be some way to pick off the mental health component of it, oh my, all of a sudden this thing does become manageable again.
Well,
and services are provided to those that need the services.
Well, unfortunately, so many of the challenges are related or intertwined. I think you can do that. One, you need to get the workers out there, which you can, but you can't force people necessarily into treatment. I mean,
as you said, supervisors in Kentucky can, though.
Well, California has
judges.
Well, they're not those kind of judges.
No, but here judges can.
Well, yeah. Well, actually, it's
endangered to yourself.
I'm currently meeting with Judge Heinrichs to talk about some of these. She has some great ideas, and so I'm working with her to see what we can do. And it's a challenge, but you know, and that's a great thing about having so many new judges. I think we have so much energy on there. She's already has the energy. She's pretty amazing, but she's got a whole crew. And wouldn't it be great if they each picked their own you know piece of this puzzle that they'd like to concentrate on? But
yeah, concentration, focus, whatever you want to call it. There certainly is. There's need, there's recognition, and apparently now at this point, at the federal level, there's funds.
Right.
Dandy. I mean, it would be nice if that could be taken care of and we start to get community and culture. Right. There were stories last week highlighting that even San Franciscans, who I would suggest are probably the most sympathetic,
do you know how many
are now blowing back.
Conferences.
Oh, and the needles are all over the place, and I think they said there are over 8,000 camping on public property throughout the city, and that it's reached a tipping point. In San Francisco, it's reached a tipping point.
Right.
My fear is that they're going to use bus therapy, as they have done in the past, visit us again.
We're going to be pretty. Remember when Jimmy actually really went after that? I mean, that was he –
Well, and Dave Renner when he was sheriff. And,
right.
I mean, there's been legacy on this.
Well, part of it is really paying attention where people are from. You see someone that's new, ask them where they're from. You know, don't be shy.
How can we help you?
Right.
Who, me? It just it makes it interesting, I guess, and dynamic. And when I think of a statewide issue, okay. Cost of social services, the lack of change, some of that. That,
well,
to me, would be number one. Or
the housing, you need to have.
Or jail realignment in the pass down.
Oh, yeah. No, that
impacts.
That was
those
horrible.
Two things, I think, are really what is handicapping our area.
Well, it is. You can't, you know, and actually so many people, there was an article a couple weeks ago that talked about, you know, the three biggest mental health institutions are jails right now. And I don't remember exactly which ones they were right now. And, you know, what happens is here we have a jail and not every bed is taken. And people don't get this. You know, it's like, but that doesn't mean you can take more people in, because there are so many people from the population that can't be with other people that you could have a unit that would house four people and you can only put one person in because they can't be in with others. And so,
or you wouldn't want them based on the characters that are in there at the jail that should be
so
in the prison.
Yeah, you know, it becomes such an artificial constraint on the one hand on, you know, the sheriff being able to do his job. But at the same time, there's no appropriate
solution at this point.
Yeah, so it's you know, I don't know.
Tough slugs.
I know.
Or sledding.
I was going to say tough slugs. Is that like tough love?
No, tough banana slugs. No, that just...
That
sounds like
disgusting.
You overcooked. Sounds like you've overcooked them. I don't think we want to do that one. KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:44.
SoCal just got a whole lot closer. No, we're not talking about some big scary geological event. It's way cooler and with much less tectonic shifting. Starting in June, flying to LA will be quicker than ever with United Airlines' new nonstop flights from Humboldt County. That's right, no stops between here and there. Ascend, descend, and you're landing, like in just a couple hours. So it's kind of like LA is just down the road a piece. So what are you waiting for? Check it out at flyhumboldt.org.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:48. Final couple minutes this morning with Virginia Bass. Trees, 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 trees.
We have lots of trees.
Yeah, apparently we're going to have a couple less, but that's okay. Are you surprised at the emotional response to the trees out between, you know, the eucalyptus trees on one side, and then you've got those ugly Monterey pines on the other side? They both bring their own challenges, but that there was such a strong support group for this?
You know, it's been really interesting and a learning experience. I didn't realize there was going to be this much emotion. You know, I've seen those ever since you saw them. We were growing up when those things. I always thought they looked like stands of broccoli, but they don't anymore. They've grown since then.
I figured it was like a windbreak that was put in that could grow in the swamp because that's kind of what the area is. And why here? Because they could survive in that environment.
Well,
and they've always been dirty and dropping branches and everything else.
And some people just see them as iconic because they've been here a long time. And it's really difficult because I'm seeing a separation of, you know, there's the folks that feel that way, and then there's others who are interested in active transportation, but they also, and then there's the county, you know, we prefer not to get sued. We get sued for everything. We try to minimize.
So why are you guys involved with this since it's in the Caltrans corridor?
You know, Hank Seaman would be much better to answer that. However,
well, you're going to be bringing in all your friends over the next couple months, aren't you?
I am. Well, no, he's really the expert on this. But it's. I think part of it's because, you know, we are actively putting that trail together. Now, why those trees, you know, are a bigger issue than the other stand of the eucalyptus that would be staying, I don't know.
That's an issue for consistency that we'll have to deal with later. Thanks for coming by.
thanks for the passion fruit essence sparkling water.
Hey, listen, you know, sometimes you get that, sometimes you get the lime. You take your pick. See everybody tomorrow.